Well, amen. If you have your Bibles, let me invite you to find with me. That's good right there. Find with me 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. I know things look a little different up here, but I'll explain why in just a moment. But we have been in a sermon series recently on the gospel conversations and just been talking about looking at how do we encounter someone that doesn't know the gospel? And what do we say to them? And over the course of the last several weeks, we have thought about the subject of prayer. And we talked about prayer, how important it is to start with prayer. I hope that you've been praying along with me. The prayer that I taught you on January, I think it was January the 7th. God, give me an opportunity. Give me an opportunity to share the gospel, to have a gospel conversation. Give me the wisdom to be able to see it. And then give me the boldness, the courage to do something about it. That was the prayer that I encourage all of us to be praying. I hope that you've been doing that over the last several weeks. And then we moved and talked about the woman at the well and how Jesus gave us a great example of talking to someone about the gospel. And I love that story of the woman at the well. As Jesus encountered her, he met her where she was, began a conversation just, you know, talking about water, which eventually led into her coming to faith in Christ. And so we've talked about that. Then last Sunday, we talked about Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch and how God supernaturally gave him a divine appointment, and how God still does that today. He still provides us with divine appointments, and I hope and pray that God would help us to take advantage of all of those divine appointments that He gives us throughout the week. So today, I want to help you have something to share if you have the opportunity to share. I know that many of you have taken different classes over the years. You've taken classes, evangelism courses on how to share your faith. You know, we've had things in here like faith evangelism. How many of you took faith evangelism? Many of you took that, I know, several years ago. A great tool to be able to share the gospel with others. Another tool that people use all the time, I've used it many times, is the Roman Road. I love the Roman Road, just four verses through the book of Romans that you can use to share the gospel with others. So there's that. There's gospel tracts. You can use gospel tracts. They're still very helpful. But I want to share with you this morning another tool to put in your toolbox, okay? And I want to encourage you to follow along. You've got your notes in front of you. This is going to be the only day that I give you an opportunity to draw. All right? I want you to draw. Now, I know a lot of you draw anyway. You know, you draw pictures and you pass it to your friends. And that's not what this is about, okay? We're gonna draw some pictures here today. Three circles is the title of the gospel presentation, and it was written by Jimmy Scroggins down in West Palm Beach, Florida, several years ago. The North American Mission Board has adopted it and has helped produce some materials. I'll share about some materials in just a few moments that you can download on your iPhone or your Android, whatever you carry in your pocket. But this is a wonderful tool to help us be prepared. Everybody say, be prepared. Be prepared. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 says, "But in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect." Always be prepared. Now, I know, I understand, I've been a pastor for almost 20 years now. I know that not everybody here is going to take an evangelism training course. I know that intimidates a lot of people. and or maybe you just can't fit it into your schedule. And so I think this is probably the very since I've been a pastor that I'm actually going to teach on Sunday morning a gospel presentation that I hope you can take home, you can use in the near future. Another passage of scripture that I wanted to read before we jump into this presentation comes from Colossians chapter 4. Take your Bibles and go over to Colossians chapter 4. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church in Colossae, says this. He says, at the same time, verse 3, at the same time, pray also for us, that God may open to us a door for the word, to declare the mystery of Christ, on account of which I am in prison, that I may make it clear, which is how I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of the time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. Again, the North American Mission Board has used this passage of Scripture to help us in a couple of ways. First of all, notice that Paul says to pray for an open door. Now, he wasn't praying that the doors of the prison would be open. All right, remember that. He's in prison at this moment. But he prays for an open door. The open door that he is praying for is that he would have an opportunity to share the gospel. I want to encourage all of us again today to pray daily for open doors. And we're going to talk in just a moment about how we can take everyday conversations and help move those conversations to open doors to share the gospel. So, praying for open doors. He also says in verse 4, to make it clear. Help me to make it clear. And so hopefully as we walk through this presentation today, that God will help us this morning to make it clear, that we'll be able to share the good news of the gospel as we have opportunities. And then verse number 6, let your speech always be gracious. Let your speech always be gracious. I think that's so very important as well. So let's talk for a moment. Let me pray, and then we're going to talk about gospel conversations and the three circles. So let's pray together. God, we thank you so much for giving us this day and for giving us the opportunity to gather together. God, we thank you for your word and the gospel conversations that we've already had this month, and the ones that you're going to give us in the near future. We do pray that you give us open doors and the ability to see those open doors and to move in a direction where we can share the good news of the gospel with others. We pray this in the name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen. I'm going to move this over. One of the reasons why I wanted to move the pulpit this morning is I wanted this to be in the center. So the people over here, you know, they're not jealous if I moved it over on this side, you know, and likewise. So anyway, it's going to be right here in the center. So hopefully everybody can see it, all right? And so three circles. And here's the point. Here's what I want you to understand. People here and people all over the world deal with problems and challenges. Amen? We deal with problems and challenges. And I believe that we can take everyday problems and challenges and use them as an open door. We can take people's problems and challenges as we hear them at the coffee pot, as we hear them at our schools, wherever we are, as people begin to talk about problems and challenges, we can take those and move it into a way to share the gospel. So the first circle that we're going to draw is going to be right here. All right. And I want you to take that and draw it on your paper. And I want you to write inside of the circle, God's design. God's design. You see, here's what we need to understand. God has a design for all things. God has a design for all things. And we can go all the way back to the book of Genesis. There's a passage of Scripture, Genesis chapter 1, where the Bible says that God looked at all the things that He had created and He said that it was good. It was good. God designed everything and it was good. Now, if you wanted to look specifically at some of the things that God designed and some of the things that God made and think about how that applies to our lives today, God designed families. All right? He designed marriage. God designed our work life. The Bible says that He created Adam and Eve. He put them into the garden and He said, you are to have dominion over the earth. And so there's the design for work. There's a design for rest. God rested on the seventh day. There's a design for marriage. We mentioned that a moment ago. He says in Genesis chapter 2, we are to leave and to cleave. And so there's so many different things that you can bring into this conversation as we think about design. We can even look in other passages and other thoughts that God has a design for the way that we use our money. The money that God's given to us, right? He has a design for that. And God has a design for everything that you can think of. God has a design for sex. God has a design for everything. And here's the deal. Here's the deal. Many times we get away from God's design, don't we? Yeah. We get away from God's design. We think we know better than God. Now, we wouldn't say that, but that's really what we're doing when we get away from God's design. That's what Adam and Eve did, wasn't it? Adam and Eve in the garden, everything God created was good, and God said, here's my plan, here's my purpose, and, you know, there's a tree over here, don't go near that. And Adam and Eve said, you know what, I think we're going to go there. I think we're going to go there. So here's what happens. When we get away from God's design, it's called sin. When we get away from God's design, it's called sin. And the Bible says very clearly that all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. All of us have broken at some point or another God's design for our lives. Would you agree with that statement? Yeah. We've all broken God's design for our lives at some point. And what happens is this. As we have broken God's design and that leads to sin, that brings us to the second circle. Okay? The second circle, let me make that a little bit smaller. Pictionary is not my game, all right? Okay. So inside of that circle, you're going to write the word brokenness. Brokenness. And by the way, it has two N's and two S's. All right? Brokenness. Sin leads us to brokenness. I think that all of us here today can agree. We can all agree that we are living in a world that is broken. Right? Doesn't take long. Watch the television, watch the news, media, the news, what's happening in our society today with all of the senseless murders and the depravity of man, it is obvious that we're broken. And anytime we sin, we get away from God's design, it leads us to brokenness. And this brokenness causes certain things to happen. This brokenness causes us to feel fear. It causes us to feel shame. It causes us to feel guilt. And here's what happens. Whenever we encounter this brokenness, we try, you and I, we try to do everything we can to get out of it. And so here's what happens. People will, they'll try to get out of brokenness, maybe with alcohol or drugs. All right? They'll try to get out of brokenness, maybe by another relationship, something like that. They'll try to get out of brokenness, this is very common, by trying to do better. Okay? Trying to do better. I'm just going to roll my sleeves up, and I'm going to do better. I'm going to try to be better than my neighbor. I'm going to try to do that, and they try to get out of brokenness by doing better. So you can draw these arrows to demonstrate that people are trying to get out of this brokenness. Now, most of the time, when we think about brokenness, we think that it is bad. And it is bad. Don't get me wrong. It is bad. But here's what I want you to understand. I believe that brokenness, when we are in a state of brokenness, it causes us to realize, eventually, it causes us to realize that all of these other ways don't work. And so there must be another way for us to get out of the brokenness that we're in. There must be. You ready for some good news? Are you ready for some good news? The good news is there is a way to get out of this brokenness that we are in. And that is our third circle. So everyone understands we've broken God's law. We have sinned, we've broken God's design. This sin leads us to brokenness. And the brokenness causes us to feel shame and disappointment and guilt. We're trying all that we can to get out of it. And God says, I've made a way for you to get out of this brokenness, and it's called the gospel. The gospel. Which, by the way, the gospel means good news. That's the easy definition for the word gospel. It means good news. And I don't know about you, but I think we need good news today, don't we? We need good news, yes. And so that, now the next question comes, how do I get from here to here? How do I get from this point where I'm broken to the good news of the gospel? And the answer to that question is repent repent, which the word repent simply means to turn around. It means to turn around. It means to go from our sin and to go towards God. We must repent of our sin and we must believe. Repent and believe. And here's the great news. God, follow me here, God saw our brokenness. God saw our brokenness from all the way back in the very beginning of time. When Adam and Eve committed that very first sin and they broke God's law and they committed that sin, they were broken about it. The Bible even says that they hid from God. And at that moment, God made a plan. He had a plan to eventually provide Jesus Christ in order to help us get out of our brokenness. And so God sent Jesus Christ. Listen, here's where we get to talk about the gospel, right? Here's where we get to talk about the good news. What is the gospel? What is the good news? The good news is that God sent Jesus Christ, the perfect man. Think about that for a moment. He never sinned. Never committed any sin at all. He lived a perfect and a sinless life. And then, at the age of 33 years old, Jesus was taken before a Roman court. And the Bible says that he was beaten. The Bible says he was flogged. The Bible says that they took a crown of thorns and they put it upon his head. The Bible says that he was taken and put up on a cross, nailed to a cross, and he hung there between heaven and earth. And he died. And when he died, he took all of your sins, all of your disappointments, all of your discouragements, he took all of that and he put it on himself. And then the Bible says this. After they took him off of the cross, they put him inside of a borrowed tomb, and he stayed inside of that borrowed tomb for 3 days, and on the third day, he rose again. And because he rose again, he provides eternal life. And if you will believe on Jesus, believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Believe on Him, then you can be saved. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, the Bible says you will be saved. And here's the great news. After the gospel, after you have put your faith in Christ, you've repented, turned from your sins, you've believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, then we are able to recover God's design for our lives. We're able to recover God's design for our lives, and here's something else that happens. After we have done this, after we have repented and believed in Jesus Christ, something happens. God changes our desires. And I believe that when people do this, they start to pursue God's design. They start to pursue God's design. Listen, God changes our desires, doesn't He? Maybe we were headed in one direction and we were doing certain things that we shouldn't do. But after the gospel comes into our hearts and lives, it changes our pursuits. And now we want to pursue God. We want to pursue His design for our marriage. We want to pursue His design for our finances. We want to pursue His design for our children, our parenting. And here's the great thing about all of this. Once God does this, once God does save us and we begin to pursue and recover God's design, then God sends us out into the brokenness of the world and gives us the opportunity to tell others the good news of the gospel. It's the three circles. And here's what I believe. I believe that you can take the three circles. And let's say you're sitting at a restaurant and you're talking to someone and they say something to you about a relationship that is struggling in their lives. And at that moment, you can say, you know what, let me share with you something that I heard recently. And you can take a napkin. I thought about giving everybody a napkin here this morning because this could be written on a napkin. You can take a napkin and you can just say, let me just share with you something real quick. What is God's design for marriage? What is God's design for our lives? God has a design. And many times we've broken God's design and that's called sin. And you can just go right into the rest of the presentation. And I've seen this on video. I've seen this done by different pastors. It can be done in about 5 minutes. I've taken a lot longer today to explain it to you. But you can go through this entire presentation in about 5 minutes and help people understand God's design for our lives. Now, I don't know about you, but when I first heard this a couple years ago, it made a lot of sense. I mean, this whole presentation just, it makes a lot of sense when you stop and think about God's design and brokenness and the gospel. It makes a lot of sense. I hope it makes sense to you this morning. Maybe you're here today and you'd say, you know what? I think I may be at this point. And I've been trying different things in my own life to break out of this brokenness. But today, as you've been sharing this gospel, something inside of me is saying, you know what? I need to repent and believe. I need to repent and believe and begin to follow God's design for my life. You see, this gospel presentation is not just for believers this morning. This gospel presentation is for everyone who is here today. And so I want to just take a moment today before we wrap things up. And I want to take just a moment and help you understand how you today can put your faith and trust in Christ. Again, we go back to this right here, repent and believe. Repent and believe. And so what we're going to do, we're going to pray right now. Let's just bow our heads together in just a moment. Let's just bow our heads right now. And today, if you are with us and you would say, you know what, Pastor? I know that I'm in that situation of brokenness. I know that I've never put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ, the gospel. Maybe you would pray right where you are. Just talk to God. Say, God, I'm broken. God, I know that my sin has caused brokenness in my life. And could God, today I want to repent. I want to turn from my sin, and I want to believe in Jesus. I believe that Jesus died on the cross, and I believe that He rose again on the third day. And I believe and trust in Him right now for salvation. Thank You for saving me this morning. Help me to recover and to pursue God's design for my life as I go forward. Thank You, Jesus, for saving me. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. I want to ask you to do something this morning. On the back of your notes, I want you to write one of three words. One of three words. One word is the word today. All right, you don't have to write all three, just one of these three, okay? One word is today, one word is before, and one word is consider. All right, if today you just prayed that prayer with me, I want you to write the word today. Just write it on that back of the paper. If you prayed that prayer, today is the day you trusted in Jesus Christ, write today. If you came into this room this morning and you have already done that, you've already trusted in Christ, then write the word before. Sometime before today, you did this. You repented and you believed in the gospel. Write the word before. And there may be some folks here this morning, and for whatever reason, you're just considering it. You're considering it. You're thinking about it. You're just not to the point yet of giving your life to Jesus Christ. That's normal. All right. People have time where it takes them a while. Just write the word consider. Just write the word consider. In just a moment, we're going to give you an opportunity to respond to the gospel message. But before we do that, let me just back up and remind you that this gospel presentation, again, it's a very simple one. It's one you can put in your toolbox. I pray that you'll be able to use it even this coming week, maybe even today before you go to bed tonight. But also, let me tell you about something else. I mentioned at the beginning an app. Now, most people carry something like this in their pockets. There's an app that's called Life on Mission. Life on Mission. I'm going to try to find mine real quick. Life on Mission. And here's the cool thing about this app. I know you can't see it up here, but the cool thing about this app is everything's already drawn for you. All right? So right now it says, right now there's a circle and it says God's design. And if I just swipe it that way, there's an arrow that says sin. All right? And I was talking to Eric a little while ago, and Eric said, you know what? I've had the opportunity to share the app with somebody. You know, just pull it out. Hey, here's sin, and then you swipe it again, and there's brokenness. So let me encourage you, if you're, you know, in the technology and you want to have another tool in your toolbox, download the Life on Mission app and make sure you use that in the days ahead. So again, let's pray together and let's ask God to give us an open door. All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the truth of the gospel. And Lord, I pray right now that as we have just heard another easy way for us to share the gospel, God, I pray that you give us an open door. God, an open door to take the good news of the gospel to our friends, our neighbors, and the nations. God, I pray for those who are here this morning who prayed that prayer just a moment ago. They wrote the word today on their paper. I pray that during these moments of invitation that they would come and follow Jesus Christ. We know that Jesus went to the cross publicly, and he wants us to follow him publicly as well this morning. So Father, speak to our hearts during this invitation song. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen.